Chapter 24. After exiting the library, Ridley Bannister made his way across the Lambeth Palace grounds to a small brick building adjacent to the main living quarters. Entering through an unmarked door, he stepped into a cramped office where a handful of men in security uniforms stared at video surveillance monitors or worked at desk computers. Ignoring the quizzical look from a man seated near the door, Bannister stepped toward a private office in the rear and walked through its open door. A falcon-eyed man with greasy hair was seated at a desk watching a live video feed on his computer. Bannister could see the figures of Julie and Summer seated at a table in the reading room. The man looked up, shooting Bannister a disappointed look.
"Bannister, there you are. You were supposed to check in with me before the ladies arrived. Now you've blown your cover."
Bannister slid into a wooden chair facing the desk.
"Sorry, old boy. They forgot my wake-up call at the Savoy this morning. I do want to thank you for the airline tickets, though. Glad you remembered first class this time."
The Archbishop of Canterbury's chief of security ground his teeth in contempt.
"Did you purge the files before they were turned over to them?" he asked, motioning toward his computer screen.
"I've been through those files before, Judkins," Bannister said, picking a piece of lint off his jacket. "There's nothing incriminating in those files." Judkins's face turned red.
"You had orders to review and clean those files."
"Orders? Orders, you say? Have I unknowingly been conscripted into the Archbishop's private army?" There had been an immediate dislike between the two men the instant they had met, and the feelings only festered over time. But Judkins was Bannister's appointed contact, and there was little either man could do about it. The archaeologist pushed the line with Judkins as far as he dared without jeopardizing his contractual arrangements with the church.
"You are an employee of the Archbishop, and you will obey his requests accordingly," the security chief responded, his eyes aglow.
"I am nothing of the sort," Bannister retorted. "I am a simple mercenary for historical truth. While it may be true that the Archbishop has enlisted my services from time to time, I am under no obligation to follow orders, or even bow or curtsy in the esteemed Archbishop's general direction."
Judkins withheld responding, staring silently at Bannister while he waited for his blood pressure to decrease. When his face finally lost its red bluster, he spoke in a direct tone.
"While it certainly wouldn't be my choice, the Archbishop has elected to retain your services to inform and advise him of historical discoveries, particularly in the Middle East, that may have a bearing on existing church doctrine. This alleged manifest and its prior association with the church has been deemed extremely sensitive. The Archbishop needs to know why this Cambridge researcher is inquiring into the records of Archbishop Davidson and at what risk to the church."
Bannister smiled thinly at Judkins's forced deference.
"Julie Goodyear is a historian from Cambridge who has written several highly regarded biographies on leading figures of the 19th century. She is currently writing a bio on Lord Kitchener. Miss Goodyear and the American woman, Summer Pitt, have apparently discovered that Kitchener's ship, the Hampshire, was destroyed by an internal explosion. They seem to think there may be some remote connection to the late Archbishop Davidson."
Judkins physically paled at the news.
"My dear Judkins, is there something wrong?"
"No," the security chief replied with a violent shake of his head.
"What about this manifest?"
"The Archbishop knows that I made a diligent search for the document several years ago. At a considerable cost, I might add," he said with a wink. "I am relatively certain that it vanished along with Kitchener on the Hampshire."
"Yes, that is the Archbishop's understanding. However, there may be some related historical events that could prove, shall we say, troublesome to the church and embarrassing to the Archbishop. I want you on those two women now."
"You want me?" Bannister replied, raising a brow. The Archbishop wants you, Judkins replied angrily. Track them closely and extinguish things if you have to before they become a problem.
I'm an archaeologist, not an assassin.
You know what to do. Just handle it. You've got my number.
Yes.
And you've got my number, Bannister asked, rising to his feet. The number of my Bermuda bank account, that is.
Yes, Judkins grumbled. Now get out.
The security chief could only shake his head as Bannister bowed to him gracefully, then marched out of his office like he owned it.